Hey there, Theme Park Nuts. I'm Dan from ThemeParkNut.com, and this is Nuts About Theme Parks, the weekly theme park podcast where we run through this week's theme park news in a little bit of detail. Today is February 25th. Let's get cracking. In Germany, the owners of Europa Park, the Mack family, have taken their first test ride on the park's new Voltron Nevera roller coaster. The new Voltron Nevera powered by Rimac coaster is a Mack Rides Striker coaster with four launches, seven inverges, and a 4,544-foot course, reaching top speeds of 56 miles per hour and a height of 106 feet. So quite a serious coaster. Looking pretty cool. Elsewhere over at Walt Disney World, Soarin' Over California is going to end its limited time run at Walt Disney World's Epcot on the 27th of February. Its replacement is going to be the original Soarin' Around the World that's coming back the very next day. Over at Disney Springs, a new permit for general construction and demolition has been filed for the closed NBA experience. The NBA experience opened in 2019, taking the place of Disney Quest on the west side of Disney Springs. The spot was home to 13 different basketball challenges for visitors to attempt, but it didn't really take off, and obviously the pandemic hit in 2020, and Disney permanently closed the exhibition experience in 2021, and it's been sitting idle for all that time. So it looks like Disney might have something planned for the space the NBA experience was taking up at Disney Springs. Technically not in a theme park, as it's going to be separately ticketed to the Adventure Dome theme park, but SpongeBob's Crazy Carnival Ride is going to open on March 1st at Circus Circus in Las Vegas, they announced this week. It's themed to the popular Nickelodeon cartoon character. It's created by Sally Dark Rides, and the $6 million US SpongeBob SquarePants ride is going to feature Mr. Krabs running carnival games. Well, owning carnival games, which are going to be run by SpongeBob and Patrick. And riders are going to be invited to play the games as they go. Looks pretty cool. We saw a little bit of a sneak peek at this at the IAPA Expo a couple of months back. And the animatronics, particularly the Mr. Krabs, looked really, really cool. So it'll be interesting to see what that ride is like. Back over in Orlando, SeaWorld Orlando have added several artists to its Seven Seas Food Festival concert series lineup, including Hanson and the Goo Goo Dolls. A little bit of late 90s, early 2000s music for everybody. The concert series runs Saturday and Sunday nights during the Seven Seas Food Festival, which continues through into May. An interesting photo has been taken of the DreamWorks animation area that's under construction at Universal Studios of Florida, which shows what could be a giant mushroom, or it could be possibly a new kiddie-sized flat ride. It's hard to know for sure because nothing's officially been announced, but it kind of looks like a family swing ride. If you want to check out the aerial photos, you can look on X at BioReconstruct, who, if you don't know, takes amazing footage of all around Orlando, particularly the Universal Parks, and is often a source of many interesting facts from around that area. And you can see that there is some photos of a mysterious red and black structure in the middle of the DreamWorks land. And finally this week, Swedish theme park Liseberg has announced that they have found the remains of one person who is believed to be the person missing after the fire incident that destroyed their upcoming water park. Liseberg CEO Andreas Andersson said, "It is with the deepest sorrow that we have received information from the police that a person has been found deceased at the site of the fire, who is most likely our esteemed colleague Patrick Gilholm. What was a confirmed disaster limited to material losses has turned into a confirmed tragedy with loss of life." So that's very sad news for Liseberg. Not unexpected when someone was missing after the fire. Obviously a horrible tragedy, and our thoughts are with Patrick Gilholm's family. But that is it for this week's Nuts About Theme Parks. If you want a shorter version of this news, please make sure you check us out on YouTube and TikTok, where we post our weekly theme park news in a nutshell videos. As always, you can catch up with us on Threads or Instagram at Theme Park Nut Insta, or our blog is themeparknut.com. Have a great week theme parking, and until next time, cheers.